with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The African Union is rejecting Israel's recognition of Somalia's breakaway region, Somaliland. But in Tel Aviv, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Somaliland's president that Israel would recognize it as an independent entity.
Our friendship is seminal and historic. So I'm very, very happy and I'm very proud of this day. And I want to wish you and the people of Somaliland the very, very best there. I think this will be a great opportunity for expanding our partnership.
Netanyahu spoke today at the signing of a joint declaration in Tel Aviv. Ukrainian President Zelensky says that he'll meet tomorrow with President Trump in Florida. Meanwhile, Russia's bombardments of Ukraine's capital continue.
Into this morning, in fact, the air raid sirens have been sounding off. There are still drones that are coming into Ukrainian airspace. And according to Ukrainian officials, there were some 500 drones that were launched from Russia over Ukraine and some 20-odd missiles as well. The main target has been the capital here in Kyiv. And there has been some infrastructure damage there. And according to the Ukrainian military, there has been damage to some residential buildings here as well.
That is the BBC's Samira Hussein reporting. This past week, a federal judge ordered the U.S. government to give legal due process to the more than 250 Venezuelan men transferred to El Salvador.
In a press conference organized in Venezuela's capital city by the Venezuelan government, the group told reporters that they hope legal organizations can push their claims in court. On Monday, a U.S. judge ordered the U.S. government to either provide the 252 men court hearings or return them to the U.S. The men have repeatedly said that they were physically and psychologically tortured.
That is Julie Walker, and this is SRN News. Are you what could be called a practicing Christian? Well, more on the definition of that from correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a poll from the Barna Group, to qualify as a practicing believer, you have to identify as a Christian, attend church at least monthly, and agree that your faith is very important in your life. The Barna survey reveals that only 24% of Americans qualify as practicing Christians, while 48% are non-practicing Christians. The percentage of practicing believers has been in decline since about 2010, while the non-practicing have increased. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Australian state of New South Wales is proposing a ban on public displays of the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols. That follows a mass shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach this month that killed 15 people. The draft laws include penalties of up to 2 years in prison and fines for those who break the law. This is SRN News. California has dropped a lawsuit seeking to reinstate federal funding for the state's bullet train.
California has dropped a case officials filed against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The Trump administration has said the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan to complete it. But the authority says the federal government showed it is not a trustworthy partner to help get the bullet train done. The California group is seeking private investors to support the project, estimated to cost more than $100 billion. The project receives most of its funding from the state. Ron Taylor reporting.
This year's holiday spending topped last season, accompanied by several shifting habits. Shoppers hit thrift stores in record numbers. They also began shopping earlier, expanding what's known as Christmas creep. Digital shopping grew even stronger as well, with AI playing a major role. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.